day. This school was started by some of the early drainage extension engineers in Ohio back probably over 60 years ago. And it's named after Virgil Overholt, who was at the time regarded as Mr. Drainage in Ohio. And he did a lot of the early design work and education work.
So what's the focus of this year's school?
Well, for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years, we've had a pretty standard program, and it's been we focus on laser leveling and teaching the concepts of mapping drainage, mapping topography for design of drainage, and we do everything hands-on and start from the basics and work up.
So who attends?
Well, we get people, I guess, farmers who want to start doing some of their own drainage, maybe looking at buying a new machine. We look at we have people coming in from consulting companies occasionally. You have a lot of young contractors or contractors that want to, you know, kind of expand their business, and technical agency folks who maybe want to get an improvement in their skills. And, you know, the basic leveling part is of interest to them, but the drainage design part, the part we do for about 2.5-3 days, that's really the meat of the course, and that's what a lot of the people come in for.
Larry, when you look back over the years of the drainage school and the research that you folks there at Ohio State have been doing, are there benefits to field drainage?
Yes, there are, Dave. And what it relates to, if we have poorly drained or somewhat poorly drained soils, and this would be a classification that the NRCS would be able to make for us on these soils, there can be a drainage response, and the amount of the benefit is really going to be related to how poor the drainage really is, and then soil characteristics. So we do see a definite improvement, and we have about a 25-year history on a lake bed clay soil up in northwest Ohio, and we show somewhere between a 25 and maybe a 30 bushel average increase with continuous corn or rotation corn over that 25-year period.